We learned today that the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in the fourth quarter of last year. That was a slowdown from the previous two quarters, and it means that the overall GDP growth for last year was just 2.3%. That is well below the Trump administration's goal. Here's the president speaking back in early December during the debate over tax cuts.
To get it going the way I really want, where we have GDP getting up to 4, 5, and even 6%, because I think that's possible. If you look back in your notes, you'll say when I said 4%, people said that would be years. Well, it's turned out that I'm right, because without the hurricanes, this last quarter we would have hit 4%.
Joining us now is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And 2.6% is obviously not 4, 5, or 6%. I don't know if that's how soon the president would have predicted that we'd get to those higher numbers, but how are economists responding to this report?
Well, you know, obviously on Wall Street and in the financial press, it will be referred to as a quote unquote disappointing number, mainly because economists on average were expecting something closer to 3%. But on a relative basis, if you compare it to the way the economy has been doing since the recession, you know, it's pretty good. It's above average. And some of the numbers inside the report were very strong. Consumer spending, for example, jumped 3.8%, which is a very strong number. Business equipment investment grew at the fastest pace in 3 years. And housing was very strong. So, you know, it is not 4%, let alone 5% or 6%, but it's not bad.
But how does it compare when you look at the number for the year of 2017, which we say was 2.3%? How does that compare to the previous year?
It's an improvement from 2016, which was a bit of a soft spot in the economic recovery, growth of about 1.5%. Part of that was because of the oil market crash at the end of 2015 and 16. You know, and it's hard to quantify exactly how much of this is a result of President Trump's election. You know, obviously, regardless of your opinion of the president, you can't really ignore this surge in business confidence after the election. And at the same time, it's just really been this pickup globally in growth. You know, we've had these unprecedented low interest rates around the world. But at the same time, you had a lot of worries about, you know, the European Union falling apart and China's economy slowing. And all of those worries have sort of melted away. So it's kind of the economy's kind of catching up with this stimulus of low interest rates from central banks around the world.
The other thing is that the fourth quarter includes the holiday shopping season, and retail spending was up close to 5%. Consumer spending overall is rising fast. How much did that impact these numbers?
Oh, it's absolutely a very crucial part of these numbers. You know, the consumer accounts for something like 70% of the economy. Mm-hmm. And there were some of the things that held GDP back in the quarter are numbers that are very volatile from quarter to quarter. Things like inventories, you know, whether companies are building their inventories or drawing them down. And also trade, the right. Trade deficit had an impact. So those two things together took about 1.8 percentage points off of growth. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if those numbers go back the other way in future quarters.
One word answer, Mike. Do you expect to see 5% growth this year?
One word, no.
Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.